Greetings. My name is Darren Huckey. I'm the director for the Messianic Teaching Ministry, Emet HaTorah. I want to take the time to introduce you to this ministry and share our core values, our mission, and our goals with you in order to help you understand where we are coming from and where we are headed. At the very core, we believe that Yeshua, Jesus of Nazareth, is the long-awaited Messiah of Israel, and this belief should affect every aspect of our lives. In regard to the focus of our ministry, we believe that every believer has the potential to change the world. But more importantly, we believe that every disciple is equipped and has the ability to change the world. And if every Christian were a disciple, we couldn't help but follow the apostles' lead and turn the world upside down, according to Acts chapter 17 and verse 6. Therefore, Emet HaTorah works to encourage and equip the transformation of believers into fully devoted disciples of Jesus through teaching the fundamental principles of discipleship from a biblically Hebraic perspective. But you may be asking, why do you feel the need to educate believers and call them to discipleship? Because unfortunately, we have a world filled with believers in Jesus, but very few disciples of Jesus. We have lots of fans of Jesus, but very few committed, sold-out disciples who have invested their lives for the kingdom. Many organizations claim to teach discipleship, but most of them are only working to indoctrinate their disciples into a denomination, a ministry, or an organization. We want to help develop the tools which help facilitate true discipleship, which can be used by the local church, messianic congregations, home fellowships, and individuals as part of the discipling process. But we believe that the process of discipleship doesn't begin with teaching others, but it begins with personal transformation. This is the core of how we approach discipleship. Christianity is on the decline and is not showing any signs of a rebound. For too long, we've been conveying a message that says a person can be a believer without being a disciple, that somehow discipleship is optional. We, however, believe that discipleship is not optional in regard to being a follower of Jesus. We believe that with God's help, we can turn this trend around. But where does it begin? It begins with you and me. Here's our plan. First, we want to continue the work that has been started by many other ministries over the last several years of restoring the Jewishness of Jesus, the Messiah of Israel. We believe that by helping believers understand the connection between a rabbi and his disciples, we will help them understand their obligation to the ultimate rabbi. We also believe that placing him back into his Jewish context will help us be less likely to misconstrue his mission and his message, and to help potential disciples understand the importance of being 100% devoted to the rabbi. Second, we want to restore the authentic and full gospel message. For too long, the gospel both Jesus and the disciples preach has been reduced down to a salvific formula. Although the message of personal salvation is a crucial component of the gospel message, this is not the totality of the good news Jesus or his disciples preached. The result of this dilution of the gospel message has resulted in the exponential production of converts, but at the expense of producing true disciples. Restoring the fullness of the gospel will result in more kingdom-minded disciples who take seriously the teachings of their master, who labor wholeheartedly for the kingdom, imitating Yeshua and raising up disciples on his behalf. Third, we want to equip believers to trust in the validity of the Holy Scriptures and to hold to their full authority. This is desperately needed in a postmodern culture which esteems moral relativism over truth and personal freedoms over responsibility. Unfortunately, truth is no longer absolute but subject to interpretation. When believers are able to defend the biblical text and live out its imperatives, hypocrisy will give way to discipleship, and the body of Messiah will be strengthened. Last, we want to help undo the untold damages of replacement theology, a theology that says God has rejected Israel and replaced her with the church. Through a proper understanding of Scripture, clearly defining God's plan for both the church and the Jews, we believe that true disciples of Jesus have a heart for the Jewish people and will live lives that help Israel to know their Messiah rather than continue in their rejection of him. The rejection of replacement theology is the starting point for this. In order to accomplish these goals, we are speaking to congregations and small groups, hosting seminars on discipleship, and creating written audio, and video resources. We are also developing seminars for pastors and teachers to get a taste of the inexhaustible depths of Jewish thought and insights into the biblical texts that are overlooked in seminaries and traditional commentaries. We believe understanding the Jewish context of Jesus' ministry is a crucial component to raising up committed disciples and want to help pastors and teachers tap into this truth. We also want to continue to develop monthly teaching resources, including both written and audio materials. So if you haven't already, be sure to sign up on our website for our monthly newsletter. This is mailed out each month and contains two or three teachings along with a review of a book relevant to the continuing education of disciples in Yeshua. And for those who contribute financially to this ministry, we offer a free audio teaching of the month as well, which can be downloaded freely on our website. Let me conclude by saying we are looking for partners who will work alongside us to accomplish this mission. We need those who would pray for this ministry and those who have the resources to help fund the goals of this ministry. If you believe the world needs more believers to be transformed into disciples, then please consider supporting this ministry in any way you can. We want to work alongside those who are kingdom-minded and who have set the kingdom of heaven in their sights for this world and all who would call on the name of our Lord. We covet your prayers and look forward to co-laboring with you for the kingdom of our Messiah. To the King of the ages, the immortal, invisible, and only God, be honor and glory forever and ever.